in a DZT on State Line 1. Have you heard any DZT on State Line 1? Out.
LCQ, this is WAVIJ, Waterford, Michigan. This is A6WY on State Line 1. A6WY is listening for a call.
Any DZT on State Line 1?
Any EDZ, I believe the call was. This is November 6th, Whiskey Yankee. A6WY, in Shelby Township.
N6WY, November 8th, Papa Zulu Tango. I'm up here in the Wilds Inlet County at the Camp Pettisager for the weekend. I am from Indian River. Name here is Stephen.
Okay, Stephen. Well, we're doing something similar, although I'm just about half a mile from my house, sitting here by a small lake, just watching the fountain go in the lake and seeing a fish in a little, it's more of a pond. I really can't classify it as a lake. It's a lake in our subdivision.
Well, it still sounds rather pleasant. I just, Camp Pettisager is up here in southeastern Emmett County, at the southern edge of Sheboygan County, and it's on Pickerel Lake up here. Spent most of the day on the beach. I'm spending my days off. We got a couple days off. Decided to go camping for a couple of them, and it has been a very, very superlative day in the water, on the beach, and it's just been a nice break.
Are you making me envious? I know I kind of wish I had a pool today. We got some rain earlier today, quite heavy for a while. But sun is out, some puffy white clouds in the sky. We may get more, I doubt it. But it is a nice day here also. I was walking a little bit and decided to take a break, pull out my handy cookie and sit at this park bench underneath the shade tree and see if I can raise anybody on a statewide one.
Nice to hear people using the system. My foray into DMR started earlier this year, and I've been able to acquire some nice equipment. And it's nice to hear when someone comes up. It's much nicer than the crackling of all the analog stuff, although I like that too. It's just nice to actually hear someone talk and some peace and quiet. Without all the beeps and everything, this is a well-maintained system, and they've set it up very, very nicely, and it's very nice to be able to use it.
I know exactly what you mean. It is an excellent system. I know California, Southern California, they got an excellent DMR system also. But, you know, I live here now, and I really enjoy this one. I got the D-Star, C4FM, Yaesu, and DMR. And DMR by far is my favorite. But this system doesn't get much use. And I don't understand why. Well, I think I know why. All the clubs around here are, in my area, is C4FM. And they don't want anything to do with DMR. And that takes away a lot of hams from using the MI5 system.
Well, also, I think the system is principally set up for when duty calls. You know, it's pretty tight. You know, we only have two tuggers for general use and the other four for special use. And you know, I have to say it's probably the most professionally run amateur radio repeater system I've run into in about five states. So they do a very, very good job with it. And you know, DMR has a little bit of a learning curve, but once you understand it, it's not really any more difficult than any other technical aspect of amateur radio. You know, each one, I'm a bonehead when it comes to D-Star and System Fusion. I haven't used either one of those. You know, I put my time and effort into understanding, you know, the channel zones, contacts, and all that stuff for DMR. The equipment was priced right, and I've got a handheld, and I've got a mobile now. I've got a Radiodity DV25D mobile, and E-Tech 6x2 Pro. So I'm quite happy with both of these units. And for the money, the little radiosity here, I mean, for 20 watts out and something that'll plug into my lighter socket. And I've got this specialized cup holder thing that it's round, you put it in, you just screw the basic quarter turn and it tightens everything up. I mean, it's right here. There's no way about it. It's a great little setup. This is an APZT.
Hey, an APZT. This is a 670Y. Not very good. Yeah, I'm using an old Hypera radio here. It's not as nice for the ham radio use as an Anytone or a E-Tech Pro. I don't have that one, but I looked at the spec and somewhat similar to the Anytone A78, but they have a couple of extra features I wouldn't mind having, and if I didn't have three DMR radios already, I would buy the fourth one, or buy another one, and I'm still thinking about adding to my collection and have four of them, but how many do I need? So I'm training myself on buying that VTEC. Well, Steve, I think I'm going to finish my walk and get back home. I really appreciate you coming back to me and enjoy a little chat. So, NAPCT, this is N6WY.
And could I have your first name again? First name here again is Steven.
Steven, the first name here is David. And my QTH, home QTH, just a half a mile from it, is Shelby Township. So we're making a good link here, good hopping through the system, and it's nice to do it off our radio.
Well, very good, David. It's nice to meet you. It's nice meeting new hams and new DMR hams especially. And as to the initial question of how many radios, I guess it depends on how big a warehouse you have and how much air conditioning you want to spend, as it were. First in order up here, we don't have too much. I'm on the Hackleberger machine, which is kind of northeast of Indian River and a little bit southeast of Sheboygan. So it's the farthest, I believe it's one.
Okay, Steven, I will talk to you later for sure. I monitor this quite often. I usually on my hotspot, though, when I'm in my computer room, because even though I got a repeater within range of my house, inside my computer room, I cannot hit it with a handy-talkie. So NAPZT, this is N6WY, 73s.
NAPZT.